Why are we doing this again?
To stay in shape, to sharpen the mind.
I like the shape I'm in.
That makes one.
Thanks a lot. And my mind is sharp enough.
That dull, huh?
You are one evil lady. You're killing me.
I promise a fantastic funeral.
Do you really? That's so sweet.
I know. You're welcome.
Frat boys aren't supposed to do this, you know.
That explains so much about the Beta Beta Taus.
Hey, we are the premier fraternity on campus.
That's frightening.
No, me running is. Okay, please, we have to stop for a minute.
All right, loser.
Yes, thank you.
State Struck Audio Theater presents Fraternizing. What is a serious university student to do when her roommates are the members of a frat house? Do as the Romans do or fight against a sea of frat boys? Let's see as we follow the plight of Lana Andrews and her housing arrangements in the Beta Beta Tau fraternity house. This episode of Fraternizing? Was that a kiss?
It's open, as always. Entrez vous.
Hey, Miss Coleman.
Ah, Miss Andrews. I should have placed a bet.
On what?
Knowing it was you at the door.
I'm here a lot, aren't I?
I see you more than my husband.
Sorry about that.
In the biz, they call students like you high maintenance.
I'm not sure how to take that.
It's a good thing. Promise. You're the student that makes us actually earn our keep around here, instead of sitting for hours and hours playing solitaire on the computer.
You seem a bit different today, Miss Coleman.
Do I? I don't doubt it. The university is going through a program review.
The whole university?
Yes, indeedy. Each academic program on this campus is writing an in-depth, detailed description of every single aspect of their daily operations, goals, student outcomes, and on and on.
For how long?
Oh, about 20 pages for each program.
How many pages total?
Approximately 500 pages.
Who reads all that stuff?
You're looking at her.
That's part of your job?
As Vice President for Academic Affairs? Yes.
That's a lot of reading.
Yes, and only about 6 pages of it is straight to the point, honest. The rest is 494 pages of filler. So, Lana, I'm assuming we're here about your living arrangements in the Beta Beta Tau house and how you're ready to move out?
You'd think that.
Yes, I would, since that's what you've been coming in to see me about for the past month.
Actually, I want to go over some of the entry aspects for the nursing school.
Really? You want to discuss something involving academics?
Yeah, I do.
Bless you, my child. You have my undivided attention. I don't get to talk about academia at all with my work here.
I thought you were VP for Academic Affairs.
I am, but I only spend about 2% of my time dealing with anything involving academics. Isn't university life fun?
You seem a bit stressed, Miss Coleman.
No, you don't say. Or maybe it's the 3 hours of sleep and 9 gallons of coffee I'm going on right now.
Maybe I should come back at a later time then.
No, sit. Please. I long to talk about academics. It's why I got into this business in the first place. So, the nursing school.
Yes. So, the GPA to get in is set at...
a cumulative 2.75.
Not a problem. But what is this exam of academic skills test that's listed? I have no idea what that is.
Yes. The EAST, as we like to call it for short. It does exactly what it says in the title. It tests your level of academic skills.
Writing?
Yes.
Reading?
Of course.
Obviously science.
Absolutely. Can't get into nursing without some science.
And math?
A big part of the test deals with math.
Ah.
That's a bad awe, isn't it?
What type of math?
The math kind.
Are you sure you don't need some more coffee?
Nope. Doing great. You know, calculations, equations, basic adding, subtracting?
No algebra?
Don't think so.
Is there a study manual?
At the bookstore.
Cost?
$90.
How long does it take?
4-hour test.
Okay, Miss Coleman. Thank you.
That's all you needed?
Yes. Thank you for your time.
No, really. You don't want to stick around and talk some more about your schooling?
No, that pretty much covers it. Thanks.
I'll do anything to not have to read any more program reviews.
If I think of anything, I'll come back.
Oh, wait. Before you go. I've helped you out here today, so how about a little bartering?
The interview you want me to do.
That's it. Right on the nose.
For the university TV station?
And the university paper will also be there.
I feel like my experience is being exploited.
That's such an ugly word, Lana. Let's use the word profiteering.
Do we have to?
Only a joke. No exploitation. Promise. Just showing the world how diverse our campus really is.
By showing that a girl is living in a frat house.
Doesn't that just scream inclusion and diversity to you?
It screams something.
I'll let you know when it's set up.
So how many reservations for the restaurant?
Call it 50 even.
Is there a budget for this restaurant?
Hey, we need to make an impression on the new pledges, Jimmy.
I know that, but you also think the BTs are loaded with money.
The dues we pay say we have money. The national office says we have money as well.
For pinkies, though? The freshmen won't even know what a salad fork is for.
We show them.
Hank, we need to be smart about this.
And we need to have our first big do for the semester. It's time, and you're the planning chair for the committee.
And the one who will get blamed if it all goes south.
It won't.
It might.
You worry too much.
We need to keep this from Lana.
What? Why? She is not a member.
But she'll feel left out.
You're taking this BFF thing a little too far.
She's a nice person, Hank. Get to know her.
I am, slowly but surely.
Is your skin still blue from the soap she tainted?
Nope. Cleared up.
See?
See what? That doesn't entitle her to an invitation to our first big frat party.
Gathering.
Whatever.
Use the PC term or they will kick us off this campus.
There you go again, worrying too much. No worries.
Sure.
And no inviting Lana. Beta beta ta rule. No girls.
She is a member of this house.
She's a squatter.
She's a guest.
Okay, yes, she is, but that's as far as it goes.
You're just holding a grudge against her for even being here.
No, I'm not. I'm really not. We have to stick to the rules of the house. You know that as well as I do.
She's going to wonder when she's the only person in the place the night of the party.
Gathering.
Oh, yeah. Right.
She'll love it. She's complaining all the time about the noise and needing privacy to study and read and do whatever she does.
So we don't tell her and just let her find out when the place is vacated?
Yes. She won't mind one little bit.
If you say so.
I do. Now book the restaurant.
That wasn't so bad, was it?
If you say so.
I do. You spoke from the heart. It was real.
What? That I got ripped off by the university by being put into a frat house to live?
No one used the term ripped off. Come on, think of the life lessons you're learning.
If my parents see this, they won't care about any life lessons I may or may not be learning.
They won't see it. The folks here will edit the video and put it on our website, Facebook page, YouTube, Vimeo.
Miss Coleman!
You're hot news, Lana. The university is all about inclusion and diversity. You're both.
So I am a mascot?
Not at all.
Sure feels like it.
I assure you, you're not. You just represent the new, savvy 21st century university student.
Because I'm living with a bunch of guys in a frat house.
Yes, ma'am.
Hooray for my 15 seconds of fame!
No need to be ungrateful, Lana.
This is me being grateful.
You are a good example for other young ladies your age.
That truly frightens me.
It shouldn't. I can't wait to tell the president of the university all about this story and when it will air.
Miss Coleman?
What, honey?
Nothing. Forget it.
Just breathe, relax, and enjoy the attention.
I'd rather just focus on school.
That too.
Are you going to interview anyone from the fraternity?
Are you kidding me? And have them say something inappropriate? You must be out of your mind. See ya.
Hey, you!
Ah! You scared me.
What you doing?
Homework.
Really? What class?
Chem 1.
You're not enrolled in that class, are you?
You're right. Chem 2.
Why the weird act all of a sudden?
All of a sudden? Are you kidding? This is me all the time. I'm just playing weird.
Jimmy?
Lana?
This is your housemate you're talking to here. Is it a girl?
A girl? Yes. Definitely. A girl.
The sorority girl?
Who? Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes, it is.
All you had to do was say. I can leave you to it if you're talking to her online.
No, that's okay. Really, not a problem. What have you been up to?
Oh, just being as mysterious as you are.
Lana, come on. Nothing mysterious going on here.
You're not a good actor.
I try, though. You have to admit that.
A for effort, then.
Just busy with life stuff, you know?
That's it?
Yep. You?
The same.
The convo is going nowhere, isn't it?
Not my fault.
Hey, how did the interview go?
Fine. If my folks don't see it, I should still be in school here come spring semester.
It wasn't that bad, was it?
Ms. Coleman said they are going to plaster it all over the university's social media and the website.
Your parents don't pay attention to any of that stuff, do they?
Do they? I have no idea. I'm hoping not. But you never know. With me in college now, they may want to suddenly get tech savvy to keep up with what's going on around here.
And the university's new superstar.
Ha ha.
You're a pioneer.
For living in a frat house with a bunch of obnoxious guys?
Yes.
You know what? You're right. I am a pioneer. But if this is my only claim to fame, I'm going to jump off the nearest bridge.
There's one on campus.
Not high enough.
You didn't specify.
Fingers crossed that my folks don't get wind of their daughter's daring do.
Yeah.
Okay. It's completely obvious that you have other things to do, Jimmy.
No, really. It's okay.
No, I'm gone. I'll get out of your hair. See you later.
That was so close. Now to finish up the restaurant reservations.
Okay, I have a jacket. Now for a tie. Come on in.
Hey, neighbor. How's life?
Lana, hey! What's new with you?
Hiding someone in your closet there?
No.
Oh, you are. Sorry. I didn't know that was really a thing, but I bet it actually is since this is a frat house and you're a frat boy and...
Lana.
I'm so embarrassed. Please, apologize to whoever's in there. I'll exit now.
Lana, there isn't anyone in my closet.
Sure. Okay, gotcha. No one in your closet.
There isn't...
Oh, there's no one in your closet. Why'd you slam it shut when I came in?
You scared me.
I knocked.
I wasn't expecting you to enter so soon after you knocked on the door.
What? That didn't make sense at all.
You made me jump. No big deal.
Is there something I shouldn't see in here?
Nope.
Oh, no, there is. Are you hiding weed in there?
Lana, I don't smoke weed.
But you're a BT. I thought all frat boys...
Stop right there. We are on probation. No one in this house is going to jeopardize that.
Right. I apologize.
And what do you mean, all frat boys? What were you going to say?
Nothing.
We aren't all a bunch of party animals. Some of us are here to be part of something bigger than ourselves.
Or pay for friends.
You did not just say that.
Tell me it's not true.
It's not true.
Sorry.
Are you bored or something?
Yes, out of my mind.
Go find Jimmy.
I did, and he's acting just like you are.
How?
Strange.
Strange?
Like you're trying to hide something from me.
Why in the world would we do that?
You tell me.
Nothing to tell.
You guys like to lie a lot. Is that part of the frat code around here?
Don't you have homework to do?
Nope.
A workout to attend to?
Done already.
Time to eat?
Not hungry.
Ugh, I don't like the bored side of your personality.
I'm not really crazy about your lies.
I am not lying.
Is that a lie? Think about it before you answer.
Lana, I have a class to go to.
No, you don't. See? Another lie.
You know my schedule?
It's plastered in the bathroom, remember? So I won't disturb your daily ablutions.
Yeah, that's what you're doing, what you said. Now if you'll excuse me, I need to do some abluting.
Hank?
Scoot on out of here, Lana. I'm about to exfoliate.
Fine, but I will find out what's going on, or rather, what's not going on around here.
Have fun with that. Now vamoose!
Okay, members and pledges.
It is time for our first formal party.
Let's hit the road. We won't be back before dawn.
The fridge is somewhat bare these days. Jimmy? Is he even here? Not there. Is he even here tonight? Guys, has anyone seen? Okay, no guys in the rec room at this time. That's odd. Maybe in the dining area? Nope. Nobody.
Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to scare you.
I nearly jumped through the ceiling.
Sorry, Miss Andrews.
Hey, Stu. How's the cleanup going?
Amazingly well, considering this is a frat boy house.
Have you seen any of the guys?
Not one of them.
Is that a thing?
It can be.
Stu, what's going on?
I'm doing my janitorial job and cleaning up after a bunch of fraternity boys, which is usually a nightmare.
I know, I've seen it.
Sorry about that.
It's not your fault. I can only imagine all you've seen around here.
Miss Andrews, I am a Vietnam vet, and I promise you, some days, I've seen a whole lot worse in this house.
I hope you're joking.
Just barely.
I bet me being here is something new.
Sure is. You're not some university project, are you?
Not that I know of. Not yet, anyway.
Girl living in a frat house. I've seen it all.
You should be living it.
I think I'll just watch and observe.
So, where are the guys?
Why are you asking me?
I'm not a dummy, Stu. The guys love you and tell you everything they're up to.
Not always.
Always.
Not this time.
You wouldn't lie to a girl, would you?
Yes.
What's going on? Are they planning some practical joke on me or something?
If only.
So give.
I was sworn to secrecy.
Sworn?
Maybe I'm being a bit melodramatic.
You think?
Hey, I'm just here to clean up.
Come on, give.
Miss Andrews.
Lana. Call me Lana, Stu.
Lana, the fellas are frat boys.
Yes.
And they do frat boy things.
I know that. I've seen it. It's frightening.
Let's just leave it at that.
They have a frat thing tonight?
You guessed it.
What, a party?
An off-campus one, which means they won't be back until daybreak.
Why wouldn't they tell me about that?
They were afraid you'd be upset about being left out.
What? They did?
They did.
I'm not a member.
They know that, but you're kind of close to some of them, and they didn't want to hurt your feelings.
Those guys, I don't care. It's their thing, not mine.
I know that. I told them that, too. They didn't listen.
So they lied to me and acted all weird to make sure my feelings weren't hurt about some stupid party they were having off campus.
That's it in a nutshell.
Those idiots.
You said it.
They didn't have to lie to me.
Nope.
And they'll continue to lie to me when they get back, won't they?
Most likely, yes.
Now that's what makes me mad at them.
I don't blame you.
Treating me like... You know what?
Know what?
How do you feel like a little extra cleanup?
I'm not too fond of it, Lana, if I'm being honest.
It's all in a good cause.
Will it put the fellas in their place?
That's what I'm hoping for, yes.
Count me in then.
Okay, gang, keep it down. Quiet as we go into the frat house.
We've had a good time, men.
Hey.
And remember the Brotherhood. Our first outing was fun, but we don't talk about it to non-members.
All right. Hank and I will go open the front door. You guys get your stuff and get ready to get off the bus. I hope Lana didn't miss us.
Would you quit worrying about Lana? She's a big girl. You act like she's one of the members of the frat.
She is.
No, Jimmy, she is not. She's a tenant.
There you go again, being hateful.
I'm not, honest. Lana has turned out to be a nice girl and things are working out okay.
I just feel like her big brother.
Ugh, and you act like it. Now open the door.
Okay.
Not the key to your room, man. The front door key.
That's what I'm using.
Sure, right. Make sure it's not the key to your car.
I'm pretty sure the doorknob was a silver color when we left.
What are you driveling about?
Now it's gold.
Did you partake of beverages that you were-
No, I didn't. Something is fishy here.
Give me that key.
See what I'm talking about?
Why won't the key fit in the lock?
I'm beginning to have a sneaking suspicion.
Go around back and check the other door.
On it.
So help me. Why won't this stupid key fit?
No go.
Did you try your key?
What do you think no-go means, Sparky?
I am starting to get angry over here.
Surely not, Lon.
Who else?
Stu?
He doesn't play practical jokes. Not like this, anyway.
I told you we should have told her.
For frat members only.
Wait. Hold on. Look up on the second floor.
I knew it! I knew it!
Lana.
And waving like there's nothing going on. I'm going to kill her.
Here now.
Metaphorically speaking, she's waving again. Open the door, now!
That's not good. She's pretending she can't hear us. And now she's leaving the window. Lana!
Lana, open this door right now.
Okay. So, I know this is bad. But kudos to her on changing out the doorknobs. She's resourceful.
Ugh, would you shut up? She's locked us out of our own frat house. How is that gonna look to everyone else on campus?
Pretty sad. Especially since we're all going to have to camp out on our front lawn until she opens up for us.
No, we're not.
I'm going to go talk to the fellas. You call a locksmith, or better yet, call Lana and beg her to let us in.
Not on your life. I wouldn't stoop so low.
Somebody's going to have to.
Not me.
Yes, you.
Ugh, fine.
I cannot believe she's making us wait.
And it's nearly daybreak. She is not my favorite person right now.
Finally.
Morning, gents.
Stu?
Now don't blame me.
We don't. We know who's responsible.
She said her dad used to be a carpenter and taught her everything that she knew.
It doesn't matter. I'm going to kill her.
Hank.
Metaphorically.
Excuse me. I'm about to get ready for my first class.
Lana, how dare you lock us out of our own frat house?
You guys lied to me.
No, we didn't.
You did too, Hank. I don't care about you guys going off and having your parties or whatever, but don't treat me like a fool and lie to me.
No one lied.
There you go again.
We didn't.
And yet one more to add to the list.
Okay, so we lied, but it was to protect your feelings.
I'm sure that's why Jimmy lied, but not you. You enjoy treating me like a second-class citizen every chance you get.
That is not true.
One more lie.
It isn't, Lana. It isn't. But you don't change the locks on the frat house to make your point.
That's the only way to get your guys' attention.
Well, you got it.
I hate liars, Hank. Hate.
So what?
Tell that to my parents. My dad's brother lied about an investment once upon a time, and it put us out on the street.
Lana.
It's the truth.
You can't go and bring up stuff like that at a time like this when I'm feeling righteous indignation towards you.
Now you know why I don't like lying, that's all.
You could have just said that. You didn't have to lock us out.
I thought I did. I'm sorry.
What if I said I hated practical jokes?
I would quit immediately. Do you?
No, and when I stop being mad at you, I'm sure I'm going to find this one funny.
You will?
We'll see. Truce?
Sure. You don't need to come over here to declare ceasefire.
I think I do.
Hank, what are you?
There. A ceasefire.
Did you just kiss me?
I don't know. Did I?
Was that a kiss?
Could have been. See ya.
Hank, you cannot just come in here and kiss me and then, just when I thought I had him figured out.
You have been listening to Stage Struck Audio Theater's production of Fraternizing. Was That a Kiss? In the cast as Lana Madison Baker, Hank Kieran Shatler, Jimmy Wesley Swigert, Mrs. Coleman, Emily Graves, Stu Brett Jones, script by Brett Jones. Stage Struck Audio Theater is a production of Wichita State University Theater Department.